You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. Welcome to Friday, the fifth day of the Steve Rivera hostage situation this week. We've got a lot to talk about. We have a game, basketball game tonight at the U of A. I'll be rushing.
Hold it.
Oh, no. Here we go. And then he wonders why.
Who's being held hostage?
The listener. The listener and you.
Folks, he's doing this on the fly. Let's see what happens. Let's see how it goes.
Well, you're doing a thank you for interrupting me, Tom. That was Tom, my faithful producer slash pain in the neck. He's going to start to cry here.
I'm training another pain in the neck for you right now.
Yes. Hey, I have a
This is how you do it.
I have a guest. Yeah, thank you very much. I have a guest. And then he wonders why, right? I have a guest in studio, a new intern of mine, Mr. Brian Savage from the U of A. We'll get to his story in a bit. But today we have a game tonight at U of A. I'll be rushing from this place to get there, probably watch the second half to see how good U of A is. They just got Jamal Baker eligible, so we'll see about him. I guess I just heard that the big guy, is it Najee? Najee will not be playing tonight for the ankle injury.
Oh, no.
So he's out for a little bit.
And so we'll see more of Derek Jeter then, I guess.
Well, I guess. Thank you very much, Tom. And then tomorrow's the big football game, homecoming. We'll see. Let's see if two people show up for that game.
You're going to be there, aren't you?
Maybe. Tomorrow's a big horse day, so I'm debating.
Oh, Breeders' Cup?
Breeders' Cup, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I had that guy on the show for a reason yesterday.
Well, I didn't know that you were going to be going to Las Vegas, or no, Santa Anita. I guess that's where the race is.
Yeah.
No, so you're heading over to California?
You don't have to do that.
You're not?
I'm staying here in town, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do, to tell you the truth. I have to decide. If you can lend me a couple bucks, I'll be able to do it here.
Well, you can put a couple down for me.
Yeah, sure. Sure. On a 22-1 long shot. So, lots going on. I also have to say that the Tucson Rugby Club is having a big event tomorrow down at Keno. Teams from all over the country in Canada, Mexico are coming into town to play rugby for this weekend at Keno. Like I said, a couple of teams from Arizona and Tucson. We'll be in it as well. Tucson Rugby Club starts at 9 in the morning and goes all day. I think it goes Sunday as well. So they sent me a press release earlier this week, and I was in remiss in talking about it early. But a lot to go to today. I'm going to have Matt Moreno call in from about 6:15. He's at McHale now. He'll fill me in on what's going on with the big guys and Baker and see how long he's going to play. Starts at 6:30. Probably tips off about 6:35 around there after Tom will interrupt me then.
What, am I derelict in my duties? You want me to...
No, stay awake. Just stay awake.
All right. Just be careful awake. For what you wish.
Yes, I'm well aware of that. Brian, good to have you here.
Great. Thank you for having me, Steve.
So
it's
you're
a pleasure.
You're at the U of A. You're a sophomore junior?
Correct. I'm a transfer junior.
Transfer junior from the great state of?
Florida.
Florida. What the heck are you doing here? Witness protection program.
It's got to be, right? Actually...
I'm calling 911 right now. So, yeah, you're a former player, former athlete?
I played baseball, basketball, football, like all throughout my life, like in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And then in high school, I was mostly like a tennis player and like track and field. Yeah,
look,
man.
Look at you. You play table tennis?
Yeah, I do. I'm pretty good at it.
Call your parents. Get them. We're going to play for money then.
Oh, let's do it.
All right. I like this. Hey, so you go to U of A, you run into players every now and again or no?
I mean, I'll see some faces, like some familiar faces, but like, I don't know anybody like personally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which is good. If you're going to be a journalist, you can get close to people. That's why I have no friends.
Oh, okay.
including Tom. I just made you less biased, for whatever reason. In fact, I always ask journalism students when I go to talk to them at U of A or mm-hmm. Pima or things like that, you can't get close to the people you write about. You never know when you're going to have to write bad about them.
Gotcha.
So it's not a good thing to do. I mean, you could be friendly with them and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's tough to... If your best friend's doing something bad and you're a journalist, what are you going to do? Guess what? You have no choice but to do that.
Exactly.
So it's either him or you. So, yep. So it's good to have you here. You might be here a frequent guest every now and again. We'll talk a little about. What brought you to Tucson?
What brought me to Tucson? I got a scholarship here, mm-hmm. like academic. So I came here. Besides that, I just fell in love with the campus. Like, it's a beautiful campus. I fell in love with the camaraderie and just the people in general. Like, right. People are really nice here.
Right, right.
And it was like a really welcoming community. Like, just like how like Tucson's a real college, mm-hmm. college town. So
right.
like.
Right.
That's what really like made me want to come here.
And the biggest schools down in Miami, obviously the University of Miami.
Yeah.
I was there when I met you. I said I had relatives in Bradenton, but that's not right. It was where?
Bradenton is up in Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, but more it's Pembroke Pines. Pembroke Pines.
Pembroke Pines, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Miami metropolitan area.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice area.
Oh, absolutely. Very I love nice. It. I miss it so much.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great place. So you a big fan of U of A sports?
Yeah.
Even though you're a student?
Yeah, pretty big fan.
Of which sports?
Like football and basketball mainly.
I think everybody in town.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
yeah. But you know what? The football and basketball aren't the cornerstones anymore because of the minor leagues. The minor sports are doing the great job, and Arizona's basketball program needs to kind of reprove itself. And the football team is kind of like, you know, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it seems like. People aren't really like too into the football team.
Even
like,
on campus?
All due respect, yeah.
Even on campus?
Yeah, even on campus, nobody's really talking about like the football team. Like I remember one day we did like this survey in class. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, who's going to do better? Like the football team or the basketball team? It's like 99% overwhelming for the basketball team.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. But if you're going to vote for that question, guess what? That's what the vote is.
Exactly. Like even after like they came off like a, you know, one of Sean Miller's like worst seasons.
Yeah.
And like since he's been there since like 2009 2010 mm-hmm. season, like mm-hmm. 17 wins, people are still in love with the basketball team. So I mean that makes sense. Such a rich tradition.
They're always going to be in love with this basketball team until it proves people otherwise.
Exactly.
It's kind of like indifferent on campus, even by the students.
It is. I mean, you know, you just go around like just like the whole vibe, energy, and mm-hmm. like it's with the basketball team, like. Through right. and through. I mean,
right. You going to the game tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to try, definitely.
Yeah, so.
To the homecoming game.
A lot of people don't go to the games. If they do go to the games, they stay about a half.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I have friends that just tell me, like, yeah, man, we just go out there and just to chill and, like, not really watch the game. Like, they just don't really care.
I mean, it's strange, but that's been the case for a long time.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Football game? It's going to be interesting how the defense comes out, especially after Marcel Yates is firing. How are they going to come together? Like, I don't know. That's just really intriguing. I mean, look, you know, you put Chuck Cecil's interim manager. Oh, I'm sorry, interim defensive coordinator. And he's not going to come in and, like, you know, curate, like, all the wounds on the defense and all the problems. I mean, yeah, he's a proven defensive coordinator in the NFL. But I mean that's encouraging, but that doesn't mean, you know, he's gonna change them right away and they're gonna become like the 85 Bears defense like
right.
in one game. Like there's right. no way that's gonna happen. But I mean, I think the defense, I think they'll be all right. You know,
what does all right mean?
All right, I mean, man, it's hard to say, but I think they'll be okay under Chuck Cecil because I think he's like an intense guy. You know,
well, I think that's, and we had a show earlier this week. I think we can assume that he's still that intense guy.
Yeah.
Whether he still is or not, we don't know.
Exactly.
I think that he comes in at a perfect time. Oregon State, this is not USC. This is not yada yada.
Yeah.
It's Oregon State, a winnable game.
Exactly.
So we'll see how he does. I think he's going to do fine. Everyone in this town loves Chuck Cecil.
Oh, absolutely. He's a like, legend here.
Legend. So I think he can do no wrong. We'll see what happens after the season, whether they retain him in that position or if he even wants the position.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let's take a quick break here, Tom. Sorry for waking you up, but we'll go to break here and come back.
And why did you make a smart alecky remark like that? I'm sitting here engrossed in the conversation you're having, and I didn't want to interrupt you, so there.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. And now on the phone we have Go AZ Cats, Matt Moreno. Are you already comfortable in your seat at McHale, Matt?
I came outside to make it a little bit quieter, Steve.
Oh, great.
But I was very comfortable. So thanks. I'm here for you, Steve.
Thanks for being nice to me, dear Matt. We don't want to hear the crowd in the background. So what, Zeke Nagy's not playing tonight?
Zeke Nagy, no Debonair Dutrieve as well. He's been suspended indefinitely, according to the program.
Holy moly.
So never a dull time to be an Arizona sports fan.
Wow. So, Baker will play definitely now.
It kind of makes it simple. I know he's been dealing with an injury lately, so I don't know how much he'll get to play. But, obviously he'll play more if Dutrieve is out for any extended period of time.
Did they announce the Debonair Dutrieve?
Yeah, just a few minutes ago, just before we got on the phone here.
What'd they say? In a release or what?
They tweeted out that he's suspended indefinitely for a violation of team rules. So.
Wow, what a way to start. Well, I've been here before a number of times, and at least they came out with it and said that they had no choice if he was not going to play.
Yeah, well, I think they waited until the team took the floor and everyone saw that he wasn't warming up with the rest of the team, so everyone was going to kind of wonder what was going on. So I guess they just got out ahead of it.
Right. Well, what would be the Arizona basketball season without something going on?
Especially at the start, Steve. It feels like we have something every year that we have to cover at the very, very beginning.
No question. It started 2, 3, 4 years ago when all this problem started, and it continues. I know it's difficult, and it's kind of the norm because you're coaching 18, 19, 20-year-olds, whatever it is, and there's always something going on. But I think, the funny thing about it, I think that this ship that now that Sean is now controlling is going to be watched differently, don't you think, because of all the outside influences?
I think so. It's always going to have a magnifying glass.
Yes.
Looking at it. And I think we've seen that before when, they've done some kind of self-suspension before people kind of figure out what's going on with the team, whether that was with Mark Phelps, if you remember, before they were kind of leading out. With that, with everybody, they were kind of out in front before everybody and saying, hey, we're suspending the coach. And,
right.
We're suspending Keanu Pinder. And so it feels like ever since kind of this whole situation started with the FBI and all that, they've been extra attentive to make sure they're out in front of everything.
Right. I'm a bit surprised. I'm not a bit surprised. Anything can happen. I've been covering this for 30 years now. So we'll see. The good thing is it's an exhibition game. Next week, they probably won't need them against NAU. New Mexico State's a fairly decent team, so we'll see. And definitely could mean something. Could mean a week, could mean 2, 3.
Yeah. Definitely could be, he's back, but for the next game where he's out an extended period. But it's unfortunate for Debonair because obviously he had a good offseason. He had been one of those guys that's been talked about, had a good showing in the red-blue game, and now you kind of have this little stumbling block for him. And obviously he's not going to be helped by, Jamal Baker coming back and being eligible, that cuts into his minutes tomorrow. So this is one of those things that could impact him for the rest of the season.
No, it's no question because he had that great game and he had so much good feeling for him after, returning and there was a reason why he returned to play more and to do what he does. And now this, that is what it is.
Yeah, just how it goes. Like you said, we've been through this before.
Right. So what do you expect tonight? Maybe individually. I don't care about the win or loss, whatever, but just individually.
Like I said the other day to you on our Sports Guy show, I think the point guard situation with Nico and now knowing that Jamal Baker is going to be involved and probably be the backup point guard, I think watching how that point guard situation plays out tonight and if Nico can have a good showing, I know a lot of people are, I think, probably disappointed in how he played in the red-blue game. You can't take much away from that, just like you can't take much away from tonight. But I think watching him and seeing how he plays and how the point guard situation kind of plays out tonight, I think will be the thing I'm going to keep my eye on.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Hey, thanks for calling in because I know you got to get back to your seat, get that warm and, watch the game here. How's the crowd? I know it's still early, but...
Yeah, it was a little light, which is interesting. There's actually a couple comments about how light it was, and someone said, hey, it feels like a women's basketball game a little bit right now because it was a little bit light on the crowd and not a lot of media here, and so it just felt a little bit different, but...
It is for you. Well, Tucson, you've been around long enough where they're late arriving. If it's not a big game, they're not going to show up. And it's a Friday night at 6:30, so they're probably still at happy hour.
Yeah, or there's a lot of high school games going on too. So, there's a lot of stuff going on elsewhere outside of McHale.
Well, here we are presenting alibis for this basketball team. Okay, hey, get back to your seat. We'll see you soon. I'll head out there after the show.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Have my nachos ready.
I will.
All right, take care. That was Matt Moreno of GoEasyCats.com, one of my partners in another venture. So you're new to Tucson, right? You're new to U of A. Guess what? We call this Tuesday.
Okay.
when it happens like this all the time, because stuff like this happens, and this is a little surprising to me, that but you see it all the time. Players get suspended for a game or two or whatever.
Yeah.
And now I think it's just going to be policed a little bit differently because they're already in trouble or waiting, waiting for the trouble to hit. Mm-hmm. Now they have to be kind of diligent in terms of getting. It's like, you know, like your parents saying, be home at 11, you're in at 11:05. Well, next time, guess what? You better be in at 10:30 or else.
Exactly.
That's what's happening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't say exactly why.
And they won't. And they won't. No. They won't because it's privacy issues and yada, yada. I'd be shocked if they said why. The thing is, they're getting ahead of this rather than, you know, proactive rather than reactive.
And why isn't the center, what's not?
Ankle. Ankle injury.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ankle. But that's already it. We talked about this last week or earlier this week when now you have depth with Baker coming back. Any kind of depth helps. And the good thing is if there's – and Jeter, we know about his back injuries and his history. And if Najee continues to get hurt or whatever, I know it's just an injury. But things like this happen, all of a sudden you're down.
We're going to see how the depth –
yeah.
Does.
No question. Not again. Not tonight, but when they play against good teams, how it'll affect them.
Hopefully some of the guys on the bench will have some playing time tonight.
Right. We'll see. As a student, how do you go into a season kind of excited? Do you have tickets to go, or how did you?
No, I don't I'm not like a season ticket holder. Like, I never did like that Zona Zoo Pass anything.
Right.
But, like, nah, just going to the season, I guess as a student, like, the expectations for, like, the basketball team, I mean, you know, just from, like, looking back last year, you know, it was a pretty down season. Something that, like, the people of Tucson are accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, going in, like, I mean, it's pretty exciting because you have this, like, really, like, incredible freshman class that's coming in, like, with Nico Mannion, Josh Green, Okakolo, I believe his name is.
Yeah,
I know I butchered that.
The big game. Yeah, no, he had actually a pretty good red-blue game.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Nico Mannion is probably nerves, and, like, I know he's, like, a YouTube star and, like, big viral social media guy.
Mannion?
Yeah, Mannion.
Yeah. Everyone.
I mean, I know, like, the nerves were there for him, like, playing for, like, a big crowd and, like, for a big basketball school with, like, Arizona. I'm sure anyone's going to get nervous. So, I mean.
That's what you attribute him not playing well?
I would say that's part of it. I would definitely say that's part of it.
Well, haven't they heaped a lot on his shoulders? I mean, the stuff you've been seeing in the press and everything?
Yes, no question. But, you know, and I talk on this show a lot about how you play that day. It could be, it's just one of those days. You know, I don't have a good show every day. Exactly. Do I, Tom?
No, I enjoy your show every day.
But you understand what I'm saying. You can
sometimes I have bigger bruises than usual, but that's okay.
My point is, you have, like this show, we do it 250 times a year. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a time or two where I'm going to be bad, very bad,
exactly.
and mediocre. That was one of those times where Mannion was kind of just, oh, okay, this is how he plays. He didn't have a great game. He didn't have a bad game. But that happens all the time.
Exactly.
You know, it's how you play that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, I'm sure he's going to be fantastic throughout the year.
Absolutely.
And then days where you say that, what happened to him?
Exactly.
But somebody else will step up and do okay. I mean, it's just perspective. So we'll see. I think that tonight he'll probably fit in well. There's more on his shoulders and he'll kind of fit in. I don't know about nerves, though, because it was a red-blue game and they've seen this stage before.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? In terms of how big it is.
In the past, though, Steve, we really haven't seen the character of the team until sometime in January.
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right, Tom. Exactly right. And recently, we hadn't seen them until March.
Later than that.
And we didn't want to see them after that. I mean, honestly, 2 years ago when they had one of the best teams around ever, they stunk it up.
The team never seemed to develop any character.
No, exactly right. I think Sean got on them and thought they probably had built some character, and then they faded away, which, of course, was the sad year, and that's when the NCAA came and blah, blah, blah. And last year was just one of those, nothing could go right. So maybe some karma will revisit. Already it hasn't. Good karma, I should say. So we'll see. We'll see. We have a minute here. We'll take a quick break here on 10:30 The Voice and come back and talk more about the game, and then we'll talk a little about football before we call it a night here on Friday night. Let's take a break here, Tom, here on 10:30 The Voice. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera. Good to talk to Matt Moreno. He's, the game's going to start probably any minute now. And with me is Mr. Brian Savage from the U of A, probably a future intern of mine here, visiting every now and again. So let's talk a little about, you got it on. Is that live? Oh, cool. So it's not it's good. Thank you, Tom. Look at you trying to make amends with me.
Well.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm a good guy. You're a good guy. We're all good people.
Look at the crowd. There's like nobody there.
Remember I told you I thought you might be able to watch it going to the university's website. There was a live streaming, and that's what we're seeing.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you very much. We'll get to see them in the first half hour. There's nobody there. I mean, it's 6:30. Like I said, nobody shows up to a game this early. So, and it's an exhibition game. So, big deal. Now they're just introducing the guys. They start their season Wednesday. It's going to be weird this year. If the team is not as good as we think it's going to be, there'll be plenty of tickets. And throughout the last 10, 20 years, you could hardly find a ticket. Mm. So we'll see what happens. And the schedule hasn't been great. You know, it's hard to spend a lot of money to see a not great team and an opponent that's not that good. Mm. No, how much would you spend? Not so much. Let's say, who did you idolize growing up?
Like basketball-wise?
Basketball, baseball, football.
Oh, basketball, like being from like Miami area, definitely like Dwayne Wade. Like, that was the guy.
So did you go see games with the Heat?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I probably went to like 4 Heat games.
Okay, so did you pay for the ticket or somebody else?
Oh, I paid for the ticket.
How much did you end up paying for the ticket?
I remember Kobe Bryant came in. That was like his last season.
Mm-hmm.
I probably paid like $100-something.
So I was going to ask you, so you would pay $100 to see somebody play?
It all depends who it is.
So no, but you just did, right?
Yeah.
So you did.
Exactly.
So for me, I don't think I've paid more than $50 to see. I saw Nolan Ryan pitch. It had to be 1989-ish, 1990. I was in Dallas before. But I was, you know, visiting a friend in Dallas, and I usually get in because of my press passes and stuff, but we wanted to go see Nolan Ryan pitch.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the last time I actually, and I'm very cheap.
Same.
So, but you know what I'm saying? You know, how much would you spend to go see a player? In fact, anybody wants to call in, what would they pay to go see their idol or whomever pitch? I might do this next week for a topic. Because, you know, money's hard to come by, obviously. And if you don't have a whole lot of it, you're not going to pay.
Absolutely.
You know, what made you pay $100 to go watch these guys play?
I mean, you know, I guess I had like a pretty good, decent working job at the time. So I thought, you know, I have like really good saving habits.
Uh-huh.
So I mean,
I hate you.
I figure it's like, hey, Kobe Bryant's, since like his last game ever in like in terms of basketball in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure like I gotta go watch that game.
Right, and guess what?
He didn't even play.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was benched.
Oh, that's,
he was benched the whole game.
Oh wow, I would have asked for a refund.
Oh, absolutely. I tried, man.
No, that's just dumb luck.
That was frustrating.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
It totally screwed me.
That's funny. Tom, who would you have paid money to go see?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, Michael Jordan?
Absolutely.
How much you would have paid?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the tickets were going for.
But even now, what would you pay? If you paid in Phoenix,
$25 to $50, I think.
No, really? Yeah. Well, you know, you're not getting in with that.
What about in his prime, though? How much would you pay?
What, when he was playing for the Bulls?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh gosh, I don't know. $25 anyway. I could see spending $25 to go watch it.
Oh yeah, so
NBA
you're not getting
game.
Into the building. No. That's not a criticism. You're not going to get into the building.
No, but I mean, if they're not going to let me in with my $25, I'll take it and go get a meal somewhere.
And that's, you have every right to. Yeah. Luckily for me, I spent a lot of time in Chicago with the Bulls when they played with Utah in 97.
Mm.
That's when Steve Kerr hit the game winner in 6 because my boss had me follow Steve Kerr and the guys. So I followed the Bulls for a couple of years, actually. It was a lot of fun. It's probably the best time of my life.
Steve, since we're on the subject of NBA and NBA players and watching them, what do you think about these guys that are taking time off and they're not really injured?
Right. No, they're just trying to temper their...
And you're still having to pay the $100, $150.
That's tough. I feel sorry for the fans because you're cheating them out of a good, really good game.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why it's done because you have to save their stars for down the road. That's a tough. You see it from both sides. I think the fans are getting screwed, to tell you the truth.
Mm.
I mean, that from that perspective. You saw what happened to... I'm a Golden State Warrior guy.
Yeah.
You saw what happened to Stephon Curry?
I saw
toast. They could be the worst team in the league.
I mean, first you lose Kevin Durant to free agency, mm-hmm. you know, and then
first you lose Thompson.
Thompson, yeah, he went down in the finals,
and then you lose
Kevin Durant.
And then you lose
Andre Iguodala.
And then who's this guy? Livingston.
They lost.
Retired.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What about Steph Curry and his hand injury?
We just talked about that. Exactly. So, yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. They're going to be the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Easily.
Did I understand correctly that he could be out for 3 months?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. By then, they might not even win 10 games. I mean, honestly, who are they going to win? How are they going to win without him? Yeah. They couldn't win with him.
I think in this stretch, like, we're going to really see how good of a coach Steve Kerr is. I mean, he's really benefited from, like, top superstars in the league, like Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, like, how's he going to rally the guys? What kind of coach is he? Like,
Steve Kerr?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the thing is, how can I say this? He doesn't have enough talent to coach these guys. So you won't know. And then on the extreme, he had unbelievable talent, the best talent, and he wants some championships, obviously.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, and this is, I'm not trying to save him or whatever. You know how hard it is to teach or coach talent?
Mm.
You have egos. I want the ball. I need this. I need that. You know how it is? It's very difficult.
Exactly.
It's very difficult. I have an analogy, and I'll do that off the air, but it's very difficult because you have to make everybody happy, mm. or at least try to, or not care to even do that.
Are they going to have to play more of an inside offensive game but without having those three-point shooters?
I don't know. They have some guards. They have a lot of good guards, but they're not talented all the way around. They don't have enough talent there to do anything. I mean, he was, and Klay Thompson's gone. So
yeah, so with him and Steph gone, there's your main 3-point guys.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Two of the best shooters in the league.
You still have D'Angelo Russell, but I don't think D'Angelo Russell's gonna carry the load and like be the guy. You know, it's asking a lot. I mean, especially since he just got there. So I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I don't expect big things out of them to even like squeak into like an A seed. It seems so like.
Well, that's what they were talking about with him.
Yeah.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
That was with him. Mm. But you've seen him play over the last week or so. When they started. They're horrible.
Awful. Like even to Oklahoma City, like a team that's like.
Well, even to Phoenix. Well, yeah. You know, he got hurt during the Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix, yeah.
But Phoenix is unbelievably kind of good. I didn't think that they'd play this well to this point. Mm. So we talked about earlier this week. They gave, they beat the Clippers at home.
Yeah.
They went to Denver, gave them, they should have won that game.
Oh, yeah.
Played against Utah, they should have won that game. They won their season opener against Sacramento, so they're all big deal. Mm. But they're going to be better than what we thought.
Absolutely. Like, coming into the season, I didn't have, like, big expectations.
So would
for
you go
Suns.
See them play for X amount of money?
You know, I'm like...
You can say no.
20 bucks?
You're in the price range.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we're on the same boat here.
You ain't going to get in for 20 bucks.
I mean, we got Miami Heat coming in November 7th, so that's a game I'll probably look into for sure.
You have to go 25 probably bucks.
Check it out, yeah.
I don't think you'll get in for 25 bucks.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But it's all right. It's all right.
Do you want to talk about the Cardinals game last night?
You can. You want to talk about it?
Well...
They gave them a good game?
There's some... That's the point. A lot of people are picking San Francisco in the Super Bowl, the way they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona gave them a tough game.
Yeah.
So if that's a Super Bowl caliber team and Arizona only lost by, 3 points?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it says, but I think Cardinal fans could get a little something out of that.
Well, you know how much I give Snake grief. Kind of as much as I give you grief.
Yeah, no, you don't give him as much grief as you give me. Come on.
Oh, I do. You're just sensitive.
If I got to take it, I want to wear it proudly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's how you play that day. They're at home. And you know what the thing is? I probably have to do a mea culpa on Murray because he's done better than I thought he would to this point.
Mm.
Because he's way undersized. He's way undersized, but he's holding his own.
Has the defense for the Cardinals surprised you a little bit?
Probably.
I think so. They're surprising me.
Yeah, so, you know, I think they'll still win only 5 or 6 games, if that. But still, it's even better than I thought because they look horrible in the first week or two.
Mm. But anyway, they played a good game against a, quote, Super Bowl caliber team.
But, you know, we're only at the halfway point. It's how you played that day. So we're going to take a break here, talk more about football because we have, what, 15 minutes, and then we'll talk about the UA game. 1:30, 2:30, right, tomorrow?
Tomorrow's game? Is it 1:30?
1:30 or 2:30, something like that.
I think 1:30.
Let's take a break. Thanks. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. In with me is Brian Savage, one of my interns for the radio side of my life. And in studio on the other side of the screen, so he won't strangle me, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. How are you liking the basketball team? They're up 14-11 with about 12 minutes left.
Yeah, well, Chico State's pretty not good. Being trampled.
Yeah, they're not being trampled. I thought Giddings hit a shot that was pretty nice. I think we're going to see a lot of good things from Giddings.
Yeah, and, you know, even though it is
an exhibition
game, it's really the teams beginning to get to know each other out on the court in a competition. So
one of the things, though, I think that's going to happen is this team's going to have to go a long way defensively because there's so many fresh faces that they're going to have to learn how to play defense. I think it's very obvious now, don't you think?
Yeah, oh yeah, we haven't seen much defense yet.
Exactly. And he's going to have to mix and match the lineups, and that's always difficult. Yeah, who's your player you want to see? Besides Mannion, I think that's obvious.
But, I mean, Josh Green, it's pretty obvious. I don't know, I like Max Hauser, man. Like, he's like one of those guys that I think down the season could come up with some big shots for Arizona when they really need him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's like that sharp shooter.
Well, that's what his reputation
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen to Mr. Smith because he's been inconsistent through most of his career
Dylan
here.
Smith, yeah.
I know he brings defense, and maybe that's what they'll need him for, obviously. Yeah. But if he doesn't hit shots, you have other guys who can hit shots.
Exactly.
So his defense...
Why did we hear that he was a good three-point shooter?
Because when he was playing in Nashville, I think it was in North Carolina, Nashville, he had a good shot. He had a good percentage. But he hasn't hit many good shots here.
So is that another psychological thing?
That's probably an overstatement for thinking that numbers matter. You know, when you say, oh, he's doing really well, hitting 40%, 45%. But he was playing against bad competition. Not bad, but, you know, not as good competition. You know, it's like my analogy. Like tomorrow, when you have a $100,000 horse racing against a $50,000 horse, guess who should win? The $100,000 horse. And it shouldn't even be close. Sometimes the $50,000 horse races well until a certain point, and then he fizzles out.
But Seabiscuit wasn't a $100,000 horse.
go back to bed, Tom.
Well, there's a story. That's a story.
No,
you
that
know,
a book.
Seabiscuit. Come
that was
on.
A book.
Either okay. The little horse that could.
I remember Secretariat too, Tom.
now there's a big horse that could.
yes. So let's talk about the football game. We only have about 10 minutes left here. I'm not too sure. Do you think they're going to win tomorrow?
I wouldn't count on it, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, even like coming off like a 3-game losing streak, you know, some poor performances against teams they should have beat, I believe, like in Stanford. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, that was such a downer.
So let me get on your case now. You'll be my new kind of, I want to see your philosophy. So do you believe in momentum? There's no right or wrong answer.
I believe in momentum, honestly.
How so?
I mean, if a team can get like together, like a winning streak going, like they stack wins on top of wins, I think that does something to like just the psyche of the locker room,
the confidence
and the team. Absolutely.
I think it works for that. Let's assume for a second. Okay, you saw the World Series, right? Did you pay attention?
I did.
Okay,
absolutely.
So Houston lost the first two at home.
Yeah.
Washington won, and then they won the next three.
Mm.
And then Washington won the next two. What did momentum do for any of that?
Yeah, that's strange. I've never seen that. That's the first time in history, not in the World Series, but like playoffs like baseball.
There's
like
an obvious answer, Steve.
Go tell me.
The baseball gods decided history was going to be made with this series.
Let me tell you, that's more powerful than momentum. Well, honestly, but I don't believe in momentum. Because
people are saying you will never see this again.
Oh, because you it's like
in a seven game series like this.
No, you won't.
Where
the
road team always wins.
It can only tie now if it happens again.
Yeah.
Well, look at Arizona back in '97 when they won the title. They beat three number one seeds. That'll never happen again. It can only be duplicated. And guess what? It's not going to happen again. It was one of those magical moments that happened. So what my point is, for momentum, you could win 10 straight games. If you win 10 straight games, what are the chances of winning number 11?
There's a high chance.
There's a high chance.
But they could always lose it too, so.
Yeah. So what are you saying, Steve? There's a less chance because you've won 10?
No. It goes back to my point. It's how you play that day, and you happen to win 10 straight games. Momentum, I get it. It's more for confidence. It's more for swagger, and you build a certain...
But in the end, your chances of winning the 10th game are just as good as they were when you won the first game.
Exactly. It's kind of like roulette. You know, that ball lands on 35. There's a 35% chance it might do it again or whatever. You know what I'm saying.
So forget history. Don't worry about the future. Play in the present.
Play in the present. Correct. And if you happen to win 10 straight games... More power to you. More power to you. Because momentum, you just don't. I know I might be talking out of my whatever, but it doesn't make sense because you see it all the time. Oh, he won 7 straight, the confidence, blah, 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 and then they lose. Well, what does that mean? There wasn't any?
I mean, like, it's strange. Like, sports, like, you know, a team goes on, like, 8-game winning streak, and then all of a sudden, like, they lose a game to, like, say, like, a really bad team that they should have beat that week.
Right.
I know that happens in the NFL, like, constantly, because it's, like, any given Sunday.
Well, you saw it yesterday.
Absolutely. Like, Arizona Cardinals, the Niners, like, you know, just watching that game, like, I thought it was going to be a blowout. Like,
everybody did. Yeah. The spread was 10.5.
Absolutely. So you thought they were easily going to, like, cover the spread, and then all of a sudden, like, they just took their foot off the gas pedal. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in overconfidence?
I believe so. You know,
that I believe in.
Being like a Bears fan, like the high expectations that we had, we were way too overconfident, and like the expectations, especially the going the Raiders game. Oh man, it was terrible. Because like we thought we were gonna blow them out easily.
Have I ever talked to you about that, Tom? Overconfidence. Do you believe in it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I see it all the time.
Yeah,
I really believe in that. Because you see the great swagger teams, they walk into a room and think, we don't have to really play to beat these guys.
Exactly. It manifests itself in different ways, like looking beyond the team that you're supposed to play tomorrow to the big game 2 weeks or a week away.
No questions. Happens all the time. You know, the good people who observe that stuff can realize, especially in college, because one of the hidden factors in college football or basketball are emotions.
Mm.
You don't know what's going on in the world.
Is it more of a factor in college?
Yes. Because the pros are the pros, and that's what they get paid to do. It's a business. Mm. College is more like, I wonder, his girlfriend break up with him?
Exactly.
Or something happened in school?
Well, the pros have dealt with it more often.
Yeah.
Presumably.
And it happens to them from time to time, but more so in college because you don't know how their day went.
Exactly.
Or I've seen it, you know, how do you explain Arizona's first round losses all these years? Does that make sense?
Well, there's probably all kinds of things that you could figure on.
Oh,
and most of them will probably be wrong.
Right. But they're probably all factors.
It's part of that sports psychology that you like to talk about?
Yeah, no, exactly. Whether you're overthinking things or you're overrated or you're overconfident.
Exactly.
If you play ball, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you played on teams that were thinking, oh, we don't have to play that well.
Absolutely.
Beat these guys. And you guess what happens? You lose.
Yeah, we lost. I'm sure we lost like a few games. Because I remember this one game, baseball team. This was like Parks and Rec, I believe. You know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No. But it's the same difference.
Yeah, exactly. Like we all went to like this beach bash or whatever, like right before the game. This is like 5 hours before the game, and like we show up to the because like we thought we did that because like we thought we were gonna easily beat this team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, we show up to the game. We're not even focused. We're not even ready.
Happens all the time.
Exactly. Like, we took the team for granted just because, like, they're one of the worst teams in, like, the bracket. And then,
you know, got beat?
We did. We got beat. Yeah.
And then after you think about it, you're thinking, what the heck did we just do?
Exactly.
Just didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
No, it happens all the time.
It happens, even to the great teams.
Right. But like tomorrow's game, Arizona knows that can't do that because – Oregon State's not a great team, but it's a team on the level of Arizona.
Exactly.
So now you have two $50,000 horses racing against each other.
Exactly.
And it's going to be who the better team is wins. Although Arizona seemingly is a better chance because they're at home.
Exactly.
Do you know much about the Oregon State quarterback?
No. I don't know much about Oregon State at all. I just know that they've won some games that you didn't think they were going to win.
I've heard that their defense is pretty good. So it's interesting to me to try to decide who's going to win it for Arizona, the defense or the offense.
Who's going to have a better game, Tate or Gunnell?
Or Schooler or
No.
Young or Whitaker?
I'm asking real quick. We have almost a minute and a half. Who's going to have the better game, Gunnell or Tate.
It figures they're both going to play.
Right.
I think Gunnell potentially could have a better game.
That doesn't tell me who you think is. So you're going to just pick Gunnell.
It depends on how much time he gets.
Okay. So I'll pick Gunnell.
Yeah. I mean, just to add what he was saying, like, time is definitely a factor. Like, who gets the more, like, playing time? But
if he gets a half, I'll go with Gunnell.
I'm going to go with Tate. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because he can do a lot with his legs. I mean, of course, you know, they're expecting that.
Except that he hasn't done it forever.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's the thing. I mean, I know he's a, like, proficient, like, passer. And, like,
Tate,
yeah. Even though, like, he has really spotty decision-making and, like, he'll make, like, these stupid turnovers.
And it's cost the team.
Exactly. It just shakes my head. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? And it's, like...
You and thousands of others.
Exactly. And, like, I don't know. I think he's, like... Just like this, like a poor man's, like Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion.
And
he actually is,
because Lamar Jackson's making a lot of money.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I don't know. I think if Gunnell, I'm with Tom, only because I think they've, not that I've given up on Tate.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm kind of already, come on, do it already.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done it already.
I guess it's because, like, I just want to see him succeed since it's like his senior year. And, like, just see him go out on, like, a high note.
Brian, that's the thing. Khalil could get hot.
Could get hot, but we have been waiting for that hotness and it hasn't happened. We got to go. Thanks for listening, everybody, here on 1030 The Voice. Talk to you guys Monday.